This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the star of the Capitol Steps. A delight to visit with her at the end of every week. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day to you. 40, the big 4-0. The Earth is over the hill.
I'm not getting its AARP card yet, but still, okay.
Not quite yet.
Yeah. I guess the Icelandic volcano was celebrating Earth Day and just spewing away again.
Huh? Yeah. Started the celebration a little bit early.
You know, it was interesting. I heard a story on the news that said that, in Europe, the government decides whether to close the airspace due to a volcanic eruption. And here in the States, the airlines decide.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we've never closed our airspace. We just fly. The same people who brought you $25 carry-on bags are deciding whether to fly through volcanoes.
Absolutely right. And, from what I've heard, since they started the flights, there haven't been any problems. So I think you're going to have a lot of really angry people. Can you imagine, you see the people in the airport who are delayed like an hour, just furious. Can you imagine like a week and a half being at the airport and just losing your mind?
Oh, I know. And, you don't know how many, kidney transplants there were and all that sort of stuff in there. So
it's
all a trade-off, huh?
Unbelievable.
We have an Earth Day song, I guess.
Of course. The Capitol Steps are environmentally conscious.
It's actually a bit educational, I think.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, it's a really cool Earth Day singles party, huh?
Yeah.
Is that a hemp poncho?
No, actually, it's made from fuzz drawn from the navel of a free-range protected Tanzanian chimpanzee.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Would you care for a carrot?
Is it organic and pesticide-free?
Oh, absolutely. I grew it myself.
It's not easy being green. Having to turn off every appliance in my house every time I leave. When I think it would be easier just to ignore the polar bears in the Arctic and let the chlorofluorocarbons be released from my computer and my television and my refrigerator by letting them run all day long.
I know. It's not that easy being green. Sometimes folks give me weird looks when I do ordinary things. Like when I compost my own toenail clippings and use them to fertilize my garden of organic carrots. And now using pine cones instead of toilet paper has given me this really weird rash.
But green's the color of grass.
And grass makes great dental floss.
But with fair trading habits and no test on rabbits, my teeth now grow moss.
Is that a leather belt you've got? Tell me how now. Can you kill a cow now?
This is the finest pleather made only from recycled scraps of Indonesian tree bark droppings.
Indonesian? Indonesian? Do you know how big the carbon footprint is on anything that is shipped by diesel tanker? I absolutely cannot date you unless you're an Omniloco Decavegivore.
Say what now?
You heard me. I will only eat vegetables that have died of natural causes within 100 feet of my house.
Oh, well, can we still make out?
Oh, sure.
My Hummer's parked out back.
Elena, completely appropriate for the occasion, and we should point out that's from your brand new CD, The Capitol Steps Liberal Shop of Horrors, available now at capsteps.com.
That's right. That's one of the many liberal horrors that we have.
And as I like to point out, because we have played that one before, that's actually real. I don't know if you embellished it a little bit, but you read that in the New York Times or somewhere.
Well, I read an article about people who would only eat locally. They're called locavores, and they would only eat things within a certain radius of their house. And I thought, well, what if you take that, of course, to a ridiculous extreme and say, only 100 feet, and it has to. And there are some people that will only eat vegetables or fruits that have fallen off the tree naturally and have not, been ripped, I guess, untimely from their life. So if you combine the two and you say, I'll only eat things that have died of natural causes within 100 feet of my house, I think that's a logical, conclusion that we can go to in the future.
Maybe that is the energy bill. Who knows?
So we're just trying to move people in that direction.
Absolutely, absolutely. Did you go to a tea party last week?
I did not. Did you?
No. A lot of people did, though. Big one here.
I wasn't even invited to one.
Big one here in Washington.
And I heard Scott Brown wasn't going, so I didn't want to go.
Oh, okay. That was your draw, huh?
Yeah. That would have done it for me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
have you gotten a call from the White House that you're in consideration to be on the Supreme Court?
We have not, but I hear they're looking for a non-judge, so I guess I'm in the running. Because right? I'm definitely not a judge.
You have real-life experience. I guess that's the calling card now.
They should just get Judge Judy on there. Somebody really tells it like it is.
That would be hysterical. These cases, you wouldn't need like 40-page opinions. You could solve them all in half an hour, sometimes two in half an hour, and they're all wrapped up nice and neat.
I did love the debate about, they were talking about whether text messages, I guess, are the property of the employer this week. That was one of the cases.
If the employer owns the cell phone, yes.
Right, and of course the justices are sitting up there, and you just know that none of them have ever texted. As a matter of fact, I believe that John Roberts actually asked what a text was, and he's not even one of the old ones. So this is going to be an interesting decision.
Oh, yeah, that'll be real good.
Can an employer interrupt the telegraph?
Oh, my goodness. That should be fun. Elena, we look forward to your confirmation hearings, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks.
Elena Bye-bye. Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com, where you can also, again, order their brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.